It likely won't go anywhere in the House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but the Republican-led Senate will consider President Trump's compromise offered when the border wall standoff on day 32 of the partial government shutdown. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Republican Senator John Hoeven trying to convince Democrats to vote for the White House's plan, which secures $5.7 billion in exchange for temporary protections for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
Hey, come on, now let's negotiate a solution and get this done.
Congressman Dan Kildee among Democrats calling for an end to the shutdown first.
The government is being used. The families of people who work for the government are being used essentially as pawns.
Another missed paycheck is looming this week for hundreds of thousands of workers. Dave.
Rachel, Covington Catholic High School is closed today in Kentucky amid all the controversy ignited by a viral video of students at a pro-life rally in Washington last week being confronted by a Native American activist. The white students were widely condemned over the weekend before other videos shed more light on what happened. President Trump just tweeted they became symbols of fake news and how evil it can be. There's a manhunt in Michigan for a gunman who shot a Saginaw Township police officer at about 2 a.m. He's now in critical but stable condition.
Police Chief Don Fussell says that officer was shot in the face when he walked up to that vehicle during a traffic stop. Now, that officer was able to call Central Dispatch to relay suspect and vehicle information before he was taken to the hospital.
Jasmine Durham with Fox 66 TV. Also a search for a gunman in suburban Chicago, Illinois, after a 19-year-old man was shot and killed at the Orland Square Mall, scaring shoppers and workers.
We ran to the back. We gathered up our customers and just stayed in the back. We heard some pops.
Police believe the shooter who fled knew the victim and targeted him. An American Russia calls a spy was in court today in Moscow in a glass cage. Paul Whelan's lawyer admits he did have classified info when he was arrested last month, but he claims it was on a flash drive someone gave to Whelan. This is Fox News.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security. To look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock detects threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get an additional 10% off your first year.
We're almost 3 weeks into the new Congress, but one seat remains empty in the House. Because the race in North Carolina's 9th District is still not resolved, there will be a hearing today with a Republican who claims victory wanting to be certified the winner.
State GOP officials are saying Mark Harris, who leads Democrat Dan McCready by less than 1,000 votes, should be seated in Congress now. 9th District Republican Vice Chair Susan Mills cites North Carolina law requiring the victor to be seated
between 3 and 4 weeks after Election Day, absent a protest or a recount.
Republicans say McCready's campaign has filed neither in the 2.5 months since the election. The hearing Tuesday will address allegations of ballot fraud that could lead to a new election for the U.S. House seat. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It is bitter cold this morning with wind chill advisories, warnings from Ohio to Maine, where in some areas it feels like 30 to 40 below zero. Around Newport, Rhode Island, it feels like minus 7, so it's frigid without heat. Thousands of residents lost it when there was a natural gas issue.
We've had to turn off some customers for the stability of our system. Our system is safe. It is operating the way that it should be.
That's National Grid President Tim Horan. In Colorado, a ski trip has gone viral online.
Laura Drogsvold was at the Breckenridge Ski Resort with other skiers and snowboarders when they spotted an approaching moose. She started filming with her smartphone. The animal stood around peacefully for a few moments and then...
There we go!
The moose, which typically doesn't act aggressively, started charging after them down the slope. The resort CEO says their staff warns people not to get close to any wild animals, which can feel threatened and suddenly turn on them. As far as finding that moose and removing it, that is only up to the state's Parks and Wildlife Division. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
In about 15 minutes, Hollywood will take center stage with the Oscar nominations. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
So I push this button, and I raise this up here, and I say, good morning. It's 5 after 7.
Yeah, welcome back.
Singapore yesterday. It's weird when you say I was in Singapore 10,000 miles away yesterday, but that's how it works when you come back this direction. We crossed the international dateline, so we flew essentially 30 hours, and still we're in the same day.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of strange. So we left Singapore at 10 in the morning. 5 till a little early, actually. United Airlines pushing back from the gate at 9:55 Singapore and arrived in Chicago at 7:35 the same day. So it was a time machine. We went back 2.5 hours. It's just weird.
Okay.
News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting that happened near the Red Fox convenience store at 2000 North Market Street. Police said they were called to the scene at about 5:30 p.m. Monday. The Illinois State Board of Education wants $19.3 billion to adequately fund public schools. That's what they're asking lawmakers for. The Illinois News Network says it is an amount that is equal to more than half of the entire state budget. If it is granted, it would represent an 86% increase in state funding for public schools in the state. Illinois public schools are primarily funded from property taxes. Authorities are looking for two people accused of stealing a 50-inch smart TV and other merchandise from the Walmart on North Prospect in Champaign on December 30th. Both suspects are in their 30s, one man and one woman. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Feel like you missed the... Nope. Because thanks to the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank, you can hop on the... before it leaves the station. It's not too late to take advantage of low interest rates and great service. Start 2019 in your dream home with a new home mortgage from Illinois National Bank. Go to IllinoisNationalBank.com to contact me today.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
All right, our weather forecast, 92 today in Singapore. How are we looking in Champaign, Urbana, Diane?
Real good. And it's brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. We handed out a bouquet with Ron Bailey talking with the couple that the wife had appendix surgery, emergency surgery. So
Debbie did?
This is Ron coming to save the day for this couple from St. Joe.
Ooh, I got you.
So okay. On Fridays, we're doing Blossom Basket giveaways.
All right.
Here on ESPN 93.5. High 37 expected, 30-hour low tonight. A 70% chance of precipitation, especially late afternoon, could become freezing rain. Breezy conditions, too, with winds as high as 25 miles per hour. 32 the high tomorrow. Clouds and a 70% chance of precip early, down to 16 Wednesday night. Up to 26, partly cloudy Thursday. 16 the high now for Friday. Yesterday I was saying that high was 11. So we were in the single digits yesterday, though, Stevie. 22 now feels pretty good. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I gave you a whole lot of reports from all the places we visited, and it was really interesting to be able to do that. Scott Sievers, our chief engineer, just figured it out with our little thingy on our phone application.
Love the technology.
I can talk and then push send, upload. Some of these places, you know, obviously internet was an issue. Some speeds faster than others. We bought internet on the ship. But again, you spend a whole lot of time connecting when you're at open sea.
I see.
It takes a little bit of time to get the connection.
Okay.
Sometimes it's better than others. It was unloadable on the ship. But when we got into the terminal, generally it was really fast.
Okay.
So we knew where to pick our spots. We bought data some of the days. Kids generally use my hotspot. I kind of know all this now because you have to when you figure out to put it on airplane mode. You take it off. Verizon has a deal where it's like $10 for an international plan, meaning text and voice as much as you want for 24 hours.
Nice.
So that was nice. And all of our travelers, and we had some good ones. I have some school teachers from Muhammad. Just love them.
All right.
Mary Beth's good friends, Linda and Judy and Debbie and Joan. They hung out with us a lot as we traveled around. We did these trips, and particularly it was, you know, we've done a lot of listener trips over the years. You know, for 20 years, we've taken listeners in different points of the world. Never done Asia. So this was a commitment to just go a long way away from home for a very long time. I mean, this is the longest we've ever been away from home.
Uh-huh.
And it just takes that to go that far.
Right.
And when you get there, you're going, well, we're going to Shanghai, probably not going back. Let's stay another day. So you stay an extra day, and that extends the trip. Then you go to Singapore, and you say, well, we're not going back. We'd go back to Singapore. We'll probably go back to Shanghai. You know, it's fascinating to experience other parts of the world because it gives you an appreciation and some illumination about us here in America. Well, we have you know, the 16 different nationalities waiting at a stoplight to cross the street. You can come here and become part of this. It is not quite so diverse in these other countries. When we're in Asia, there's a sameness that I spoke of many times. And that's fine. That's what they do. But there's a strictness as well.
Right.
That we do not have.
That's right.
We have a situation in Singapore. I think I mentioned it reminded me of Epcot. Imagine a city of 5 million reminding you of Epcot. That clean.
Right.
There are no issues. You see no homeless. You see no begging.
But what are the fines for littering?
That's a lot.
Right.
But don't litter.
Right.
And if you do litter, there are cameras at every pole, at every angle, at every digital. They know who you are.
Okay.
So the in honor of that kind of a feel, I watched the Truman Show on the flight home, one of my movies. Couldn't sleep a wink in our 13-hour leg. Just can't sleep.
Okay.
Just not very comfortable. We had a few travelers that went in business class. And they obviously, it's a different experience in business class, but it's a different bill as well.
That's right.
Business class and over international routes are generally 4,000 to 6,000 round trip.
Wow.
First class are 15,000 to 20,000 round trip. That's a lot of money. Coach, you know, going to Asia, you can get a trip to, if you want to, you know, take two stops to Hong Kong, I can probably get you a $750 round trip ticket to Hong Kong.
Huh.
It's inexpensive. A lot of trips going that way. They're very open. Now, when you got into Shanghai, it was tough. I mean, you felt this, okay, I'm fine, just don't mess around. You know, just kind of go through the things, make sure you have all your documents. Our tour coordinator, Bill Owen, who owned Franklin Travel and now designs trips for us, he's the best because, man, you can't make a mistake going into China. You need three distinct things on a temporary visa getting into China. And they knew all about us. And one thing different on this particular cruise with Princess was we had to give up our passports for most of the trip without a passport. So if you get off and you have a photocopy of your passport, that's not going to get you home. You'd have to find an American embassy. And I'm not sure, do we have an American embassy in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam right now? So it was, you know, that thought of, gosh, what happens if something happens and we get off the ship? We're in a little trouble without our passport. Passport and a credit card generally get you home. But without a passport, it's a different deal. Anyway, getting into China was a four-hour line. It was just what it was the day before. Andrew Eisfeldt, remember Skip's son Andrew, lives in Shanghai. Day before he flew in, it took him an hour. But we were on a temporary visa, and the temporary visa line was very long.
Okay.
We had a 24 to 144-hour visa. But you go in and just start appreciating the freedoms and liberties we have here. But you also look at it and say, well, why can't my streets look like that? Mm-hmm. Because we tolerate what we have on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We allow it. They don't. Well, that's not right. Okay, but they don't have that in the street. It's clean. You don't have people. Vandalism. I saw zero graffiti. None. You want a society like that? Singapore was probably the cleanest city I've ever seen. I mean, subways. You walk in there, well lit, clean. There's every millennial riding it. It's a fantastic experience. Not like that here.
Well, and homelessness, some of the concerns with urban life.
They don't allow that. In China, they just take you, and here's your one-bedroom apartment, but you're not on the street. The police descend upon you. They simply don't allow it. Well, who pays for that? That's not right. Well, okay, we have different freedoms and liberties here, but we also have different problems. And for gun control, hey, it felt good walking around societies with zero guns. The authorities have them. Don't mess around because you're guilty till you're innocent. It's a cool feel on some of these streets. Pretty nice. But you're guilty till you're innocent. That's just kind of how they do it. So bad people don't go to Singapore. They just don't because they're in trouble.
And you don't get a vibe of anybody around you being intoxicated or on drugs.
Didn't see anything. None. They don't do that. They got too many cameras that if you act out, they descend upon you. Remember Monsters, Inc.? The guys in the yellow suits because the sock got loose.
That's right.
That's kind of what that's going to be. Okay. All right, quarter after. Lots to chat about this morning. So glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5, live from the Pines in Urbana, Illinois, USA. Tie-ins with sport headlines.
Well, and I know your New Orleans Saints taking that loss was painful. I mean, everybody's assessing the couple of overtimes that we had on these AFC and NFC playoff games and the pivotal missed calls and walk-off wins, essentially, from the Rams and the Patriots. And should we be looking over the referee's call that they missed?
I think, Johnny, and I'll call Brother Johnny here in a few minutes about the Saints, but I think you have to do at least last 2 minutes where it is so blatant when the referees a half hour after the game say, we missed the call,
right,
we blew it. The Saints will go to the Super Bowl, so it doesn't do much for the Saints. The commissioner of football has the power to say, do over, you'd have to play it again. He's not going to do that.
Right.
But he has that power as commissioner of football. But the bottom line is, that could have been reviewed. It was an absolute pass interference. It would have ended the game because the Saints are on the 2-yard line, first and goal. A knee, a kick, and the game's over.
Uh-huh.
And so what's that get you? A rule change, but it doesn't help the New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
And what should have been. In fact, the player for the Rams looked around and said, uh-oh, there's a flag.
Right.
Well, I got beat, so I tackled the guy.
Right.
He thought the ball was tipped or was hoping the ball was tipped. So it was a missed call. The question is, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to slow the game down? And all those other arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I say you get it right. Make it for the last 2 minutes of a half or a game or whatever. Well, man, that was so blatantly a non-call. Could have been a call for a head-to-head contact, which I'm so confused because it's so inconsistent. But, yeah, we'll talk about it coming up.
And I heard some chatter of maybe because of the Rams-Saints game that the Patriots-Chiefs game was so well-watched. It also could have been that the weather was bad. It could have been that we had a holiday the next day. People could kind of be more free, almost Super Bowl-like. 54 million viewers on this game. Wow.
Yeah, we were in flight the whole AFC Championship. We were able to pretty much check in on the entire Saints game, started at 4 in the morning Singapore, so on Monday, 4 in the morning Monday. We were confused for weeks because we kept seeing promos of saying the Super Bowl February 4. And well, that's so strange you're putting on a Monday. Well, it's Monday night in Asia.
Yes.
But it's Sunday in the United States.
See.
So for 2 weeks, I said, well, that's so dumb. That's so dumb. Well, I was wrong.
Okay. Number 6, Michigan State over number 15, Maryland in Big Ten boards last night. At final 69-55, Rutgers over Nebraska, 76-69. A new number 1 in the AP poll has Tennessee, then Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Michigan. Number 6 is Michigan State. Indiana, Northwestern tonight, and we also have Minnesota at number 5, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin tomorrow at 8.
And this is kind of working out as I think I predicted about my Illinois basketball team. We're not going to like the record, but teams aren't going to want to play us in February and March because we're going to bite some people and beat them and upset them. But clearly this is a full rebuild. This team's just going to be up and down. We're fabulous against Minnesota. Not so much against Iowa, made all their shots, which you can point to the defense when a team makes 15 three-pointers. I didn't see the game. We tracked it online. That started at 2 a.m. Singapore time, but we were online tracking that.
It was just one of those things where Iowa was hot.
Yeah, well, it's also one of those things where Lou Henson would have had a conniption because you don't let them shoot. You get in their face.
Right.
And in this new day, guys get looks.
A record amount of three-pointers.
Well, they made 15, and three of them were 10 out of 12 or something.
Right.
So you can say, gosh, they were hot, or gosh, why didn't we guard harder? I mean, you can make both arguments.
In the NHL, LA Kings over the Blues 4-3. New York at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tonight.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mostly cloudy now. Freezing rain, breezy conditions. Today's high, 37, down to 30 this evening. 100% chance of precipitation tonight. That comes in tomorrow morning with a high 32. Then clouds and a low 16. On Wednesday night. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high 26. 16 the high with sunshine expected Friday. Then a 40% chance of some snow coming into the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 22 on ESPN 93.5.
Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr and Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Okay, we'll touch a little bit more about comments we got regarding America and some other things here when we were in Asia. Just amazing. It just broadens your landscape so much when you get to visit other places. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, power tool maker Stanley Black & Decker lost money in its recent quarter. The company says it had higher expenses and its business was impacted by tariffs. Stanley Black & Decker also owns the Craftsman brand. European bank UBS is reporting weaker earnings in its recent quarter, and UBS says the start of this year looks disappointing. There's another merger in the marijuana business. Cannabis company Tilray is buying Naturals for more than $26 million in cash and stock. Natura is the parent company of a licensed cannabis cultivator. Starbucks has a new delivery partner, Uber Eats. The coffee shop chain is starting its Uber Eats delivery today in San Francisco, and the service is expanding to other cities in coming weeks. The markets were closed Monday for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Day and go Illini.
All right, financial stress, a common thread across generation. Finances are the top cause of stress for 28% of baby boomers. Those born, since after World War II in 1964, I guess, is the baby boomer. 46% of Gen X and 42% of millennials, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers, on money and stress. 2018 Employee Financial Wellness Survey. And the experts at Busey share the top financial concerns amongst every generation. Baby boomers, those born from 46 to 64, are concerned about retirement and health care. Gen Xers, those born in the mid-60s to early 80s, worried about running out of money now and in retirement. That's a bad feeling. And 39% struggle to meet household expenses on time. Millennials born between the mid-80s and early 2000s more concerned about meeting current expenses. The experts at Busey encourage all generations to get back to the financial basics and budget. Busey has a wealth of financial resources to help you get back on track, from financial calculators and podcasts to insights from their experts and more. Visit the Resource Center at Busey.com. With your financial concerns in mind, Busey will help develop healthy money management habits. That's what you need. Call them at 800-67-BUSEY, 800-67-BUSEY, 724. I'm Stevie J, back from our Asia trip. Thank you for all that Nyan did. She really worked hard here in my absence, and we gave you a lot of reports, brief 3 to 5 minute reports from various aspects of our ship and different ports and observations that we made. And one really stuck out is the things we talk about here are just so non-survival. You know, in visiting some of these places like Ho Chi Minh City, which is, I guess you can look at South Korea and you can look at Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, and say, okay, what was the result of losing to North Vietnam? Well, not very good. It's starting to build. You see some glimpses of, wow, that's a neat building, more of shantytown, and really poor, and 5 million scooters with no kind of street anything. It's just don't get hit. They had 54 deaths a day with the scooters.
Wow.
It's just, you know, a little bit of chaos and some very poor people. And South Korea and Busan felt very Western. We saw the incredible authenticity of a fish market and squiggly little octopus where they cut the little tentacles off and you eat them while they're moving.
Oh, boy.
That wasn't for us. So you get this perspective of saying, well, here is that, you know, we see this row of pretty much boxes on water, and underneath their boxes are all this trash. That's their home. That's where they live. It's a very small box. And I'm going, okay, I'm arguing about Chief who? Chief Alinewick?
Right.
And you're going, well, who does it offend again? And you're saying, our first world arguments are so different than their basic survival needs. And it's quite a parallel to think about the struggles I have of making sure I get gas on a cold day, and is there a line at the movie, versus does that child eat today? It is different. And so you see that, and you go, man, we're arguing about some stupid things.
Right, right.
Things that are probably...
Well, especially when it comes to politics.
Well, and it's so out of hand now. It's just, you know, we're arguing about such infantile things that aren't in the grand scheme of survival, you know, much. And I'll be very honest. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I think a guy ought to be able to own a gun. But I liked walking around with no guns around. Society felt very safe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. That's not going to happen here. It's not part of our Constitution. We are arming ourselves to protect us against a government. That's the whole intent, is to make sure the bad people in government don't take over and try and take my freedoms. That was the point of it. But to walk around in all of these places had no guns. I liked it. Can't do it. You cannot. All the gun people want to do is have more restrictions on law-abiding people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to build more prisons, and you can say, okay, if you're caught with an illegal weapon, you get 6 months, second offense 5 years. If you want to do stuff like that, oh, you're targeting blacks and Hispanics and some of the people that, like in Chicago, would be all black and Hispanic. They're owning illegal guns and all the gangs. If you mandatory prison them, you have no space. And you'll be called a racist or bigot or something else. So if you want to intensify some of our laws that take some of our freedoms, the question is, how many freedoms do you want to give up to get to the point of having a Singapore? They've given up their freedoms. But, man, their Epcot City is pretty cool. I mean, you walk around, you go, this a city or is this a manufactured city?
Right.
It's impressive. And you walk around and say, man, I can walk here at midnight and I'm cool. I alone at midnight, I'm fine. Because they get their hands cut off. I mean, that bad people just know that there's cameras in the sky and there's people watching these and they're going to descend upon you, do something bad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do anything bad. They thwart it. They kill you. They shoot you. In China, if you're a offender of something, I suppose, murder or drugs, they shoot you in the head, and they don't give the body to the family till the family pays for the bullet. You want to live like that? No. But I mean, that's just the other side of it. You want to do gun control? Hey, I'm all for background checks and mentally ill not getting guns. But law-abiding citizen in our Constitution wants a weapon, that's their prerogative. Do you need an AK-47? I don't think you do. So I'm kind of a, ooh, slippery slope. Yeah, I get it. But you also have to come down hard on people with illegal weapons. And we're not going to do that. We're not willing to do that because it'll be a racist or bigoted thing. How dare you? But that's the solution. If you want to crack down, you got to go get the bad weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Because bad people can't be the only ones with guns. Because they're walking around. Good people will never have any. Because they're law-abiding. All right, 729. Let me try
nice
and call
to
Johnny.
Have you back.
Well,
I tell you what, I haven't had any of this.
Well, it's good to be back. And travel is just a great thing. And I know that it's hard to get time and money to travel. But you can go to Michigan. You can go to, you know, the inner city of Chicago and feel like you're in Timbuktu. There's still experiences that are local that'll make you feel out of it. When the kids were small, Nathaniel was 5 and the triplets were 1, our vacation was the MTD. We'd go catch a bus with the triplet stroller and go to campus and spend 2 hours and trying to figure out the bus schedule.
That's awesome.
That was our 2-hour vacation.
Uh-huh.
But you can do things like that to make you feel like
sure.
You're, and it gives you better perspective. Let me call Johnny about the Saints. 359-2255. You want to text in this morning? 729 ESPN 93.5.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to start debate today on a bill to end the partial government shutdown.
The president is now offering 3-year protections for DACA recipients and other immigrants in exchange for $5.7 billion for fencing in addition to other border security measures.
So that Congress can work on a larger immigration deal, which everybody wants.
At least 7 Senate Democrats need to side with the GOP to pass the bill.
Fox's Ray Bogan, the shutdown's in its 32nd day. The singer Chris Brown and 2 other people are in custody in Paris. A woman claims she was raped at Brown's hotel suite a week ago after meeting him and his friends at a club. A French official says a bodyguard is one of the 2 other people detained. Brown's been in lots of legal trouble over the years, including the felony assault of his then-girlfriend, the singer Rihanna, in 2009. This is Fox News.
Well, we check our ESPN 93.5 local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Local fire department crews were on the scene of a church fire early yesterday morning. The deputy fire marshal says the fire broke out at Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church at 808 East Bradley Avenue. A second alarm was called after crews reported heavy smoke and flames coming from the church. No word yet on how that fire started. Also, no word yet on the cause of a fire that left two people injured early Monday morning. WCIA says that fire happened at about 5 a.m. Monday in the 2300 block of North High Cross Road. Multiple crews responded to that fire. Flames were coming through the roof of a home when crews got there. Authorities are looking for two people accused of stealing a 50-inch smart TV and other merchandise from the Walmart on North Prospect in Champaign on December 30th. Both suspects are in their 30s, one man and one woman. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, great conditions to start today. Breezy with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour as the day progresses. And precipitation late. They're saying after 4, the rain could turn to freezing rain and continue into the evening with a low around 30. 32 the high tomorrow. There's a 70% chance of precipitation, especially before 10 a.m., down to around 16 on Wednesday night with some clouds. Partly sunny Thursday with a high 26, low 8. 16 the high on Friday, sunshine, then a chance of snow late. Right now the temperature's at 23, feels like 9 on the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
And weather brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign, proud to provide all their current and future customers with exceptional service dedicated to solving problems. Ultimately, CMI's preventative maintenance department saves you time and money. They're your industrial equipment experts. Visit them online. Learn more, cmiclean.com or 359-6262, cmiclean.com. Okay, it's 735. John and Sharon Buckert are two of our best friends. They've traveled with us, I guess, now for 10 years. And so many of you know the Buckerts. They're just fabulous Illini fans and just fabulous people. Have kind of become another set of grandparents. And we just love traveling with them. We've had a lot of adventures. They're just game enough to jump on subways with us. And Nathaniel, is my oldest, is so good at navigating through cities.
That's a talent.
And we went through all these subways and trolley cars, and he just looked up and looked down and looked up and just figured out which one to go on.
That's right.
And I just kind of followed him,
mm-hmm.
And people kind of followed me.
Yeah.
Nathaniel is so good. He said once you kind of do a big city with similarities.
That's right. You get the grid. You know the patterns.
Their subways in Asia don't look anything like mine. They're just clean.
I remember back in the day hearing about the pushers, the guys that push people in so that the doors will close.
Didn't see any pushers. I was a pusher because we're at 10 to get on it once and it was packed. And so I like to go last to make sure all people get on. And I kind of push because they had to get on.
I think I remember you saying nose to nose in this subway ride.
A little bit of nose to nose. But you know what was the same? Everybody's on their phone.
Right.
That's the same. 7.5 billion people and 3 or 4 billion are on their phone at one time. It's just unbelievable the impact the phones have had.
Yep.
Okay, so we're watching the Saints in Singapore, and we're streaming it. We're watching because we go to the channels, and again, we're at the Fullerton. If you Google image Fullerton, is it weird to be so impressed with a toilet?
I know you mentioned the bad day. And
the bidet.
The day.
You essentially go into these things and leave cleaner than you were. I mean, but it's remote control. I looked up this toilet. It was $7,300.
Wow.
I didn't know toilets could cost $7,300. But it was remarkable. This is in Singapore at a hotel, and you walked in the room, the toilet goes up, and the seat is warm.
Wow.
24-7 warm.
This hotel is off the charts.
Off the charts. It's probably the best one we've ever stayed
in. I mean, it looks like a museum or something.
It was the former post office.
Okay.
That they converted into a luxury hotel.
With these great big pillars out front.
No, it's stunning.
And lights.
And the rooms, you push a button, the curtains go open.
Mm.
It's that kind of luxury.
Well, it's nice to be treated like a king.
We stay at the Hampton Inns when we travel. But when we take groups, we try and stay in the best because that's part of the experience.
Ooh, these sunken tubs look nice. And looks like it's kind of back-to-back that you could have two people in the sunken tub.
They have the shower heads that were just...
off and you can move them in.
No. These are like you're in like a rainstorm.
Like
and they were
okay,
amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't have that. And it was so incredibly comfortable. No, it was really, really fun to do that. So anyway, we were tracking the Saints, and I suspect Brother Johnny is right. This will be a rule-changing episode, but it won't get the Saints to the Super Bowl this year. See if we can reach Johnny.
Bobby turned 60 last week.
Yeah, how was that? Elvis, we had an Elvis guy.
Great.
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Tavern. There were so many people there to congratulate Bobby.
Now,
hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Johnny.
Morning, Johnny.
Stevie J. Diane, what's up?
Well, you had said you told Christian while we were lamenting, and poor Christian, because he's very much into the Saints, as I am, I had to get everybody on the bus to get to the Singapore airport, and so he's on the bus as the thing keeps, you know, resetting, trying to watch overtime on a bus going to the airport is not ideal. So anyway.
In Singapore.
Yeah, in Singapore. So he gets off the bus, and he says, we lost. And I said, oh. Anyway, Drew Brees had never thrown an interception in overtime in his career, and it happened on that game. But the point here is you go back to the no call, which should have been a call either from head-to-head contact or, obviously, pass interference. Will there be
Actually, you had personal foul or face guarding. You had four different penalties. You could have called any one of them.
All right, so no flag. The defender for the Rams expected the flag. No flag. Obviously, missed call. The question now is too late for the Saints. Will there be a rule change that maybe suggests in the last 2 minutes of the game, or maybe all the time, you can have a blatant pass interference overturned?
Yeah, they're going to have to because they're trying to grow the league, and they're going to flatten out or decrease when. I mean, Steve, they're charging more and more and more money, and we accept the risk of the fumble or the interception because that's part of the game. When 63 million people know it was a penalty before they break the referee huddle. You don't need to accept that. That doesn't happen. When Mike Ditka played, they had to go with that. What else can you do? Got to have somebody.
Right.
Now, you got 9 different angles in milliseconds. You could say it'll make the game longer, which it actually wouldn't have to even do that, but many, especially in the playoffs, but why would it be in the playoffs? Because many preseason games determine, regular season games determine who's in the playoffs.
Right.
The technology doesn't support, I'm sorry. That's a super, you're talking about a Super Bowl for a team that earned it. And I mean, we could have played better, but that call would have probably put us in the Super Bowl. And it was blatant and it was obvious and it was, in timely fashion, they could have said, that's a flag.
Yeah, right.
And nobody could have argued, really.
Nope.
So, yes, I think there's going to be a rule change because you're not going to – I don't think you're going to accept that risk for your team to lose. In other words, it has to be fair.
Right,
that was
right.
Not fair.
Right.
Well,
so.
And it's tough because the Saints lost in 2011. You were in San Francisco. That was a last-second Alex Smith touchdown. Then we lost a brutal game to get to the NFC Championship last year to Minnesota on kind of that last play that was unbelievable. And then, of course, this one feels worse because it truly wasn't right. It wasn't right.
You're making my point. We got beat. Somebody screwed up. That's part of the game. But the officials screwing up when they don't have to because all the cameras show what happened.
Right. Right.
They don't have to do that.
Right.
If they had to do it, that would be part of the game, not part of the game. That's, we don't want to. Well, that's not good enough. So, like for me, I'm not, until they change the rules, I'm backing off. You can't go through it, Stevie. That's Christian.
No,
you can't
I know,
emotionally
no.
invest was... in it when the official can just blow a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he hadn't been from L.A. or if one of them hadn't played for the Rams, it still wouldn't make that much difference. But you got to wonder why you have officials that are connected to one of the teams. Mm-hmm.
They were? I didn't hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm tired of hearing it. But.
Okay.
I'm sure you got a big dose of it.
I don't think it mattered, but there could be a subconscious, you know. Like one of the guys said, I thought he touched it, but it was tip. Well, we couldn't explain the other three.
Again, all reviewable, all fixable. Yeah. And it wasn't a question. It was an absolute penalty on several levels. So, anyway, so the Saints get the ball first and goal on the two. Couple of knees, maybe you run it in even, but they're going to win the game. It's over. And that's all of a sudden the Rams come through with a couple long field goals, which hurt. But, again, a rule change, I believe, will be coming and probably should come because the stakes are just too high.
Yeah, well, because it's so easy. I mean, now it's not hard to do. And so they do it for the other stuff, and I don't know how you can do it. I think you could just have an official panel in New York, Steve, for crying out loud.
Right.
They knew long before the guys on the ground even decided what to call. And they just buzz in and say, no, that wasn't a penalty. He missed the quarterback. That was in the next game when the Chiefs guy took a swipe at Brady and missed, and they called roughing the passer, which may have won the game for the Patriots.
Wow.
And the guy completely missed him.
Wow.
And those kind of things are hard because it changes the game artificially.
Yeah.
The referees don't really want to do that, and they want to try to get it right, and they can't. And, again, it's so quick now, and there are so many different angles it makes you sick. I don't know why they take so long looking at them.
No,
sometimes.
I agree. No, I think you're right. And again, it's kind of what I was talking about here in the last half hour. There are as many angles you see in the NFL as there are cameras in Singapore and China of watching what you're doing. So certainly if they can do it that way, we can check out whether a ball touched the ground or a defender got hit blatantly early. All right. Well, you'll see you later today, right? Still on
schedule?
Well,
we hope so.
Okay.
If we can get in there, and we're in New Orleans. And we did get two big playoff games here in the city, which were great.
Yeah.
And a lot of press over the call. And it could hopefully change the rule and make it would make it a better deal.
So there's no chance that the commissioner uses his power and overrules and play the game again this Sunday?
There is absolutely a chance. I'm thinking it's a little better chance Congress votes to let Trump be president for life. There'd be more chance of that.
Okay,
but there's
just checking.
Chance,
just
Steve.
Checking.
Could be. Yeah. You could have something there.
Gotcha. Johnny, we'll talk to you a little later, buddy. Hey, listen, happy birthday Thursday. You're coming up on another day, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks a lot. It's, not getting any younger, Stevie J.
Well, you're looking good in your Saints stuff. Saw your picture
and
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, too. Yeah. Her 60th. Yeah. That was a good party.
Yeah. How's our brother-in-law Rich handling this thing? You know, he's
disappointed, but we really did have a great year. And,
no, it was a great year, and it's just so frustrating. You know, it's one thing to lose like this is hard to accept. All right, I'll talk to you, Johnny, a little later, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling, Stevie. Right. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
Brother Johnny in New Orleans, he's coming up today bringing our mom home, who took some holiday down in warmer Louisiana.
Nice.
All right, 7:45. We'll take our sports in just a moment. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Over 40 years ago, I read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it had a very positive impact on my life. One of the principles in the book is to find the good in people and affirm it. But we humans generally have what the scientists call the brain's negativity bias, so we're more likely to notice the bad qualities in others rather than the good ones, the things that worry or annoy us or make us critical. Psychologist and author Rick Hansen says we ought to see the good in others, otherwise we would feel surrounded by lots of bad qualities, would naturally feel less supported and less safe. Plus, in a circular way, when another person gets the feeling that we don't really see the good in them, they are less likely to take the time to see the good in us. Seeing the good in others is a simple but very powerful way to feel happier, more confident, and become more loving and more productive in the world. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Yeah, we ask a vet on Tuesday. I'm going to call Dr. Todd here. If you have any pet questions, you're welcome to text them in, 359-2255, our text line. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. Text in. Here you go, 359-2255. That checks sports headlines.
I also see a pair of tickets here, Illinois and Wisconsin. We could do that today.
All right. You know, that'd be good, yeah.
Be able to plan for tomorrow's game at 8 o'clock. I know in Big Ten basketball last night, number 6, Michigan State, over number 15, Maryland, 69-55. Rutgers beat Nebraska 76-69. And we have Minnesota at Michigan, number 5 in the nation tonight. Also, Indiana is at Northwestern. Tennessee, the new number 1 team in the new AP poll. Duke, then Virginia, Gonzaga, and Michigan at number 5. Michigan State at number 6. Also trending in basketball, Bulls over Cleveland, 104-86. Golden State Warriors over the L.A. Lakers, 130-111. Klay Thompson with 10 three-pointers, an NBA record there. L.A. Rams over the New Orleans Saints, 26-23. I put that in my sportscast just to get your reaction, Stevie.
You got my reaction.
And, of course, Patriots over the Chiefs, another overtime. But they're saying 54 million viewers on that game. Wow. And the fact that we had 2 walk-off wins and pivotal missed calls, both overtimes. I mean, it was an incredible Sunday to be watching. And, of course, February 3rd in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53, Maroon 5. They're saying Travis Scott and Big Boy are some of the special guests, and they're kind of Atlanta-based artists. So, NHL action has the Kings over the St. Louis Blues 4-3. New York is at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tonight. Michael Massey has made the All-American third team in the preseason poll that was just issued as we talk a little Illinois baseball. And there has been a story about Cards right-hander Michael Wacha avoiding arbitration and agreeing to a $6.35 million deal, a raise of just over $1 million. Cardinal Caravan was a lot of fun Friday, Steve.
First time I missed that. Jose Martinez and others, John Gant. John Gant was the catcher when Gracie threw the first pitch.
Yes.
I'd like to discuss that with him.
Those guys were big, too.
No, they're all
like
tall.
6'4".
Yeah, all these Cardinal pitchers generally are really tall.
Uh-huh.
Honda BMW, I took pictures in various locations to kind of look at the Honda dealers
okay,
and other places.
Great.
But I was in Nagasaki in Japan and saw a Honda dealer, and I texted the Ben Quattrone over there.
Uh-huh.
Saw one as a fixer-upper. The other was pretty nice. So we wouldn't want to buy the nice one. It cost too much, but we could have got that fixer-upper. But that Honda logo is everywhere.
Sure.
We saw it in, where else did we see a really nice dealership? Might have been Hong Kong. I mean, 2 stories. I mean, really nice. Anyway, we got one of the best here in America is Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They get it right the first time. The bottom line is they're selling a lot of vehicles, and this dealership has just gone through the roof since they took this over because they want to put you in a Honda because they want you to be a customer for life. Service before, during, and after the sale. It's Honda BMW, a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. Go say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone to get over there and chat.
DriveChampagne.com.
Yep.
Today's high 37 with the clouds, then a 70% chance of precipitation, 30-hour low tonight. 70% chance of precipitation for tomorrow, high 32, low 16, and then partly sunny, high 26 on Thursday. 23 now, feels like 9, ESPN 93.5.
Dr. Todd going, but we took a trolley in Japan, and that's just like a cable car, I guess, in San Francisco. And again, it gives you... it just, well, you get on a subway or a trolley car in another place. It's just in their deal. You are inside their life, and you get a feel for how all that works. But we were on this trolley car, and I had some yen. That's a Japanese dollar. But I didn't know how much I had because I had a bunch of coins, and I didn't have much paper. But we were on a trolley, and the trolley was, I don't know, 50 cents in our money. And everywhere we went, the U.S. dollar had an advantage, so that was nice. Some places, I mean, you give $500,000 tip. Where was it we gave $500,000 tip? But in their money, it's like $20. I think it was Vietnam. I think they have the dong. Is that Vietnam? We went through so many conversions. I used my Busey ATM card, by the way, and that worked beautifully everywhere we went. We had to call all the credit cards, and I called Busey as well to say, hey, here's our deal, here's our dates, don't shut me down. And they didn't, and it worked beautifully. But you get your generally best conversion in an ATM, but you got to, you know, guard your code and all that other stuff you're supposed to do. So anyway, so we're on this trolley in Japan, and so we get off. And these guys, you know, they're wearing white gloves driving their trolley, and they got their hat and their uniform. And they are, I mean, you heard the stereotypical how Japanese, so hot, they have that. They did that. The guy had a microphone up to his mouth, and it was just so authentic. I mean, but it was, he was like a talk show guy. Of course, I didn't understand any of it. So we get done with the ride. I get off, and of course, there's this line of people. There's a line of people trying to get off this man's trolley who's very interested in being prompt because that's their job.
Uh-huh.
And so all I was able to do is open my handful of coins, and he had to take the money. And he's going,
he can't scold you English.
No, but he took what I owed because I had like a $10,000 bill or whatever it was. And he was just,
Body language is enough on that one.
And I just told the kids
thanks
this week.
A lot, buddy.
I said, what he essentially said there was, get off my bus.
Exactly.
Get off my bus. All right, 7:54. Good to be back with you. I'm Stevie J, following our big Asia trip. Dr. Todd Likens. We saw the most dogs in, let's see, we went to China, Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, and Thailand and Singapore. Where do we see the most dogs, Dr. Todd?
I'm going to bet Vietnam.
It was actually South Korea.
Huh.
They had the little puppy things in the windows, which break your heart.
Yeah.
And we're against that?
Yeah, I'm not not impressed by the culture there for doggies.
Well,
it's not a good world.
Well, I know in some Asian countries, don't they eat dogs or used to eat dogs? But
yep, that's like one of the main places right there.
Well, but it was interesting, though, because there were more outfits to buy your dog and more dressed-up dogs than I've ever seen.
Interesting.
There's a cultural shift there, perhaps, going. I don't know.
Could be. I mean, it could be going that way.
We bought Lovey, a little Lovey, two or three dresses, and we got home last night. Charlie Bella was just so happy.
Sure.
So happy. But Lovey, peeled out running away. And I don't know what, it's like it kind of needs a downtime. And then I had to, you know, we thought we'd show her the dresses under the bed so she'd come out so she could see her dress. But one of them we got is a black belt taekwondo.
Oh, married.
And so we're excited to put her in her new outfits. But anyway, finally she warmed up. We got to bed about 2:30 in the morning. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, he's at Madison Kirby with all those beautiful white goldens. All right, well, it's winter time. What are we not doing that we should be doing right now?
Well, cleaning feet is the big one probably with all the snow and ice stuff we've had. Just make sure you're keeping damp or eggs by the door to keep the feet clean. I've been seeing a lot of foot infections and, you know, just they get irritations from it and the feet get all raw. So I'd say keep a damp cloth by the door and wipe the feet down as they come in.
Okay. And you got to sometimes you get that ice between the little thingies. You got to pick those out.
Yep. Yep. And that's like a lot of times when we come in for their grooming, we trim the hair on the feet, too.
Yeah.
To get that down. Because sometimes, they've got long hair there and just mats up really bad with ice.
And it's okay to wash in the winter. You just got to make sure they're dried and brushed out, right?
Yep. They get dry coats, so putting that conditioner in there is helpful to keep the coat conditioned. A lot of my clients, I'll tell them, if you want to go cheap, you can just add olive oil to the food instead of buying all these pills and everything.
Yeah.
Not a, tablespoon a day of olive oil helps with the hair coats and the dry skin wet months.
Tell people the food you sell and how inexpensive it is. I mean, it's the lowest in town.
I was kicking that online food store that starts with C and ends with .com. I was kicking them by $6 a bag.
Wow.
So that gives you a rough idea how much we're underpriced. But Taste the Wild, salmon flavor, 30 pound, $39.99. Yeah. Go ahead. Anybody's buying elsewhere is paying too much.
Can't find it for that. And the cheapest I've found is $44. So it's $5 savings, and it's usually $45 to $50. You get it, Todd's at $39.99. Can't beat it. Taste of the Wild. It's fabulous food. Okay, anything else I need to know about? I need to get the dogs Walterized. They definitely need work.
Yeah, the dental special is going well. We're doing several a day, you know, in January, and it's not even dental month yet. So, but we have our discounts already in effect for teeth cleaning. Nothing beats a much better smelling kiss than after our dental.
Yeah, we need that, and it's not crazy pricey, correct? It's a reasonable deal, and if you don't look at if the teeth come out, they're out. You're not going to get those.
Yeah, what I'm loving since I started this deal is I'm pulling less and less teeth.
Good.
That just means doing the annual care is just life extension and a lot better for the dental health of the dogs.
Okay, well, we need to check Lovey's. Remember, we were a little concerned about her plaque and such a young doggy. So we'll do that. All right, Todd, I'll be by. Thanks so much, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. You can call him at 355-PETS. Stop by at Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet.
Mm-hmm.
A real good veterinarian. Okay, going to check the news coming up. I don't know really. You know, you asked me if I'm tired. I guess I am.
Really, 3 hours of sleep.
I guess, but we did that with the triplets, so 2-3 hours I feel pretty good.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we were on a plane, essentially airports, checkpoints. I mean, we tried to, if I had to think about how many times people want to see an ID on this trip, it was a really lot of time. And then I made a mistake coming into, coming into San Francisco. We flew from Singapore to San Francisco. I made a mistake. I had two oranges and, you had to go through a different line for that.
Hmm.
But, you know, I thought immigration and our Homeland Security were wonderful. Mm-hmm. They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit hectic at TSA America. I thought, you know, TSA and the other countries. I mean, it's all pretty much the same. It's just culturally, it's just a whole different deal when the things are so rigid, laws are so rigid, and you get in real trouble misbehaving. And you feel that in a lot of these countries. You know, where there was an extreme poverty, you felt the respect for law. But none of us want to live in a place where you're guilty, prove you're innocent. Remember that whole buzz thing was about Judge Kavanaugh. Well, how can you do that? You have to be innocent. No, it's guilty till you prove you're innocent. And you can imagine the problems they have there. They just, in some of these places, people disappear. That's just how it kind of works. So don't misbehave.
Right.
It's kind of your rule.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty foreign deal because we've got rights and we'll sue and we'll do all. Oh, don't. That's not how that works over there. Break for the news. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. We'll be right back. It's Tuesday, January 22 at 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the